Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. We're glad to be here with you. That IHOP hotline is open, 869-1240. It is brought to you by IHOP. Glad to be with you. Jacob Albrecht here, Tommy Kester. All the football coverage we've had for you presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. KU football, Tommy. You were in a fury Saturday night, as most KU fans were. It was another just wildly, wildly disappointing outcome where I thought clearly KU was a better football team than the team they lost to. We've seen that 2 weeks in a row now with Illinois and UNLV. Jalen Daniels has had three not good games statistically. There, you know, how much of a concern that is, I think maybe a little that we may have different takes on that. The offensive play calling is nobody has a different take on that. It's been atrocious. You know, and for a team here that we watch now and watch the Big 12 and wonder, one thing is true, just factually speaking, is that KU's path to a playoff, if that was your outcome, if that was your desired outcome for the season, that did not change with that loss. It may not have changed anyway. KU's path is through the Big 12 and to win a Big 12 championship. That didn't change after Illinois. Doesn't change after UNLV. That's still the path. What I think a lot of people now must wrestle with is, are they good enough to do that? They certainly have not played good enough offensively right now to do that through three games. They've been very stagnant, and there's a thousand reasons for it. But if you are trying to, and this is why I love the 12-team playoff, Tommy. This is that KU could be, and I'm not saying they will be, I'm just saying, you know, could be one of those teams where college football's never been able to represent. College football's never been able to represent at the end of the year a team that started slow and finished hot. Never. In the history of the sport, we've never been able to see that. That's the sort of path that still remains open for a team like KU. And by the way, there's a ton of those teams this year in college football. It has been chaotic, not just for KU, but around college football. So we may very well see one or two teams at the end that started poorly, but is white hot. The question becomes, can KU do that? And, you know, there are things that if they don't fix, the obvious answer is no. What I struggle with and wrestle with is, can they still get there? And I even 2 days later, Tommy, I don't know, because I love their defense. I love their defense, and I think they're playing great on the offense. Well, not great. They did not play great on the offensive line against UNLV, but I do think they can be great on the offensive line. So I still see this path, but it's hard to imagine it because of how much they've struggled offensively, both at play calling and at quarterback.
Yeah, they've got to get that fixed and figured out. And there have been so many different things that have happened in the last couple of weeks with Kansas that are mind-numbingly frustrating. And, you know, the irony of it is we just spent a ton of time talking about the Chiefs, who I think, you know, watching the first two games from Kansas City, they weren't as good as the Ravens or the Bengals, but they won in both of those games.
I know.
Right. And then Kansas in the last two games, they've been the better team against both Illinois and UNLV and lost both of those games.
Well, you like keep that it to college football. K-State was not better than Tulane when they beat Tulane. Right. They weren't. Yeah. They beat them.
I mean, that irony is not lost on me, you know, with the way that that has all played out. It's been a long time since I've really been able to wrap my head around a Jayhawks team being led by their defense. And that's what we see this year. I mean, for so long, it was they had a dynamic offense, but the defense was slower to be rebuilt and come along. But in the game, especially against UNLV, they really, I mean, the defense kept them in that ball game in the second half for sure. And even going into probably the second quarter, that was the highlight. That was the strength of the Jayhawks team. And so I obviously that's something that you want to lean into. That's something that if you are, you know, the Kansas coaching staff, you find a silver lining there, but you can't ignore the major red flags that have just existed and persisted to be real over the last couple of weeks. And it starts with the offensive play calling. That's where it starts for me. For other people, maybe you included, it starts with Jalen Daniels. For me, it starts with the offensive play calling, because I think that that has been, I think the word you used was atrocious. And I was going to use a similar word. It has been so absolutely terrible in the last 2 weeks. And I was even fairly optimistic in the first quarter, midway through the second quarter on Friday night, thinking, okay, well, maybe they've gotten that play calling figured out. Nope, that was not the case. I mean, they started off okay, but then, you know, as soon as the turnovers kind of started in UNLV, you know, they were able to cut the lead going into halftime. It was like the panic button was pressed offensively for Kansas in play calling. And what game plan they had put into place was completely abandoned. And we got back to what we saw by and large in the Illinois game. And it's so frustrating, so terrible. And honestly, that's where the problems begin in my mind.
So it's a combination for me. There is no question about it. The other thing, there's like this philosophical thing happening too when it comes to this game and Jalen Daniels. And I love Jalen Daniels. I think he's one of the most exciting players when he's good. I don't even want to call it right. And here's what it like. We go back, like, he doesn't look good to me at all, but he looks healthy, right? He doesn't look like he's hurt. He just looks bad. And I don't know what it is or why it's happening. He's making brutal decisions. That's one problem, which is amplified by these interceptions. But he's not, like, when Jalen Daniels is at his best, and in the very limited time we've been able to see him as a college quarterback, when he has not been hurt, the strength of his game is he's an insanely accurate passer, right? He completes upward of 70%+ of his passes. He's like barely at 50 right now, and he's missing throws at all levels. But he looks healthy, and I can't figure out what's happening. Underthrowing short routes. The one thing at least I think we saw in the UNLV game is he looked like a dynamic runner again. And sort of, you know, what we talked about with Wyatt Thompson about Avery Johnson, maybe opening him up in the run game will loosen him up to some degree. But I do think this. I think there is a tremendous amount on the line this year for KU. The schedule favorable. They're building the new facilities. This is the year. Like, it's all lined up for them. And so I think where you and I differ the most is it's like nothing has changed with where they can end this season. There is so much on the line that if Jalen Daniels is not the best quarterback, they must be willing to try something else. Is that long term? Is that short term? I don't know. And the other problem is, I don't know how good Ballard or the freshmen have looked, but you can't keep running out there that kind of performance over and over again, just like you can't keep running out there that kind of play calling over and over again. And that's where you have to trust the coaches a little bit. Like if Leipold watches practice and it's like Jalen Daniels is so far ahead of these other guys that we can't make a move like that. That's fine. I can accept that. But I don't think KU owes Jalen Daniels anything as far as like he's earned this spot or anything else. He's been hurt a lot. He's been hurt a lot. If their best opportunity is with somebody else, they have to be willing to do it if that's the case. Now, again, I'm not watching Cole Ballard or anybody else in practice, so I don't know the answer to that, and we can ask Shreyas Lada. But Jalen Daniels must be better or they will not win games.
They're not going to win games if they move away from him. I mean, and this is not nothing against Cole Ballard. I like Cole Ballard, but if you make a change, and this is the most ridiculous debate I think that I've heard surrounding Kansas in a long time, because Jalen Daniels is your quarterback. Jalen Daniels is the guy that will lead this team moving forward. I can promise you, I can guarantee you that there is not any conversation, and there hasn't been, and there won't be, about Lance Leipold benching Jalen Daniels. That's just ridiculous to even like throw out there, because the bottom line is this: Jalen Daniels is the best quarterback that the Jayhawks have had since Todd Reesing, right? He's the best quarterback, the highest skill set, the best skill set, the highest ceiling, all of these attributes that he has. It's like, I think I said this to you, you and I were texting Friday night after the game. It's like waving the white flag. If you make a change, if you move away from Jalen Daniels. Now, I can admit, and I'll be the first one to say, Jalen Daniels has not been particularly good so far this year.
He's not been good at all. He's been bad.
Okay. I think bad is a stretch, because if I don't know if you watched him run the ball on Friday night, he looked dynamic running the football. Yeah. And so that was not bad. So his overall performance has not been bad. He's been bad in throwing the football. He has made some bad decisions. He has made some bad reads. But I equate this to a season ago when Jalen Daniels was hurt and Jason Bean was brought in to be the starting quarterback for the rest of the season. There was not another quarterback that I saw, and you and I had this conversation a lot, that was as wildly inconsistent as Jason Bean. Like, he would make some really phenomenal plays. Jalen Daniels made a couple of phenomenal plays on Friday night. But Jason Bean made some of the worst decisions and threw some of the worst balls that I had ever seen. And there was never a conversation about, well, they probably got to bench him and see what they have in Cole Ballard, because Jason Bean was their starting quarterback as soon as Jalen Daniels went down with an injury. This should be the exact same thing. Jalen Daniels is your starting quarterback, and any conversation about benching him to go to Cole Ballard, you might as well just say, well, we're not going to win the Big 12. We're not going to go to the 12-team playoff. We're not even thinking that we're going to win any games. We just need to like see what we have in Cole Ballard. Like, that's a ridiculous statement, and I hate that that's even a debate right now.
It's not. I'll tell you why I don't think it's ridiculous. One, Jason Bean had when healthy, right? He got hurt in the Tech game. When healthy, he never had a game last year as bad as what we've seen Jalen Daniels have three times now. All three of his starts are worse than any game Jason Bean played last year by quarterback rating. So take that for what that statistic is worth. So it's not the same. And the other reason I don't think it's the same is because, like, there are 80 dudes on this roster. If somebody else gives them a better chance, and again, that's where it's hard for me, because I'm not seeing the backups in practice. So if the coaches just sit there and say none of these guys are better even than the way Jalen Daniels is playing, all right, fine. But he is playing poorly enough to be benched temporarily. What did?
No, he's not.
Tommy, he has not been good. He's not been good at all this year.
Would you say the same thing if it was Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs?
No, we've seen 8 years of Patrick Mahomes. We've never even seen three years
of Jalen Daniels.
You've seen three quarters of 1 year from Jalen Daniels.
2022, he played an entire season and was a breakout player in college football. And then we saw him in portions of other seasons. Like, there's enough equity built up in Jalen Daniels where he should be given the opportunity to work through this. Like, there shouldn't be this like quick hook of yanking him off to the side.
It's not a quick hook. We're into week four, but how is it waving the white flag if you make a change that if you're the coaching staff, you think, and I'm not advocating for Jalen Daniels to get benched. What I'm advocating,
sounds like you are.
What I'm advocating for is for KU to do anything they need to do to win games. And if that means benching,
but it doesn't mean that. I mean, Cole Ballard gives you a worse chance to win football games, in my opinion. It's not a bad, like, Cole Ballard is not a bad quarterback. He's not. We saw him in relief of Jason Bean a couple of times last season, and he was perfectly fine. You know, I know that they've got a three-star in Isaiah Mitchell, I think is his name, that is on the depth chart too, the freshman. Like, they have some decent quarterbacks, at least on the roster, but this is Jalen Daniels' team. This is Jalen Daniels' team. And to have a conversation, and look, like, I'm not just coming at you. You're not the only one. It's pretty prominent throughout social media that Jalen Daniels should be benched, or that at least that conversation should be had. But Jalen Daniels has earned the opportunity to work through this. And I would also argue that it's not just on Daniels. That's the thing.
Of course it's not.
That's the thing, is that if this was 100% solely Jalen Daniels making bad decisions and throwing bad passes, okay, at that point, like, my ears are perked up and I'm like, there, something is going on here. But the coaching staff, specifically the new play caller, Jeff Grimes, has put Jalen Daniels in absolutely terrible situations, absolutely terrible opportunities. It has been abysmal through the first three games. I was at the game on Friday night at Children's Mercy, and I watched so many different plays being called that were passing plays where the wide receivers just flew down the sidelines.
No creativity.
No creativity whatsoever. By the way, when you're just running down the sideline, that's like the hardest play to be able to get separation from whoever's covering you on the defense. There was no separation from these wide receivers, and Jalen Daniels had no choice. And there were so many different times where he had to dance around in the pocket, had to improvise, had to throw on the run. The worst balls that Jalen Daniels threw was when he was flushed out of the pocket and he was forced to throw on the run. When he tucked the ball and ran, he was great. But when he was forced to throw on the run, that's when the passes weren't accurate. That's when they were off. That's when they were intercepted, by and large. There's no creativity in that offense right now. They're putting so much pressure on the back, pun intended, of Jalen Daniels to produce in an offense that has shown zero creativity, that's not helping his cause either. So, like, that needs to be figured out also. That plays into it in a large part as to why I'm not advocating for them to bench him. They need to get the entire offense figured out.
If I'm power ranking the changes that need to be made,
for the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Grimes is way ahead of Jalen Daniels right now. I think here's what I think is happening. You're hearing me, and maybe others are being more aggressive with it, saying they need to do anything they can to win, and if that means, you know, benching Daniels for a short time or whatever, then everything's on the table for what's on the line this year. I'm not saying starting this next game at West Virginia, he doesn't need to be the starting quarterback. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is the worst two games of his college career, his entire college career, the worst two games that he has played have been the last two games that he has played. And the other game this season was against Lindenwood. So I'm not comfortable with what I'm seeing from a guy that we haven't seen play football in a very long time. If they need to make a change, they cannot be afraid to make that change because they feel like they owe something to Jalen Daniels. They owe something to the fan base. They owe something to everybody else on the roster to try and salvage this thing. Grimes is a much more urgent need. Much more urgent need. There's no question about that. Whether it's him ripping up what he's done and starting over or somebody else stepping in there, that is the most urgent change this team needs to make based on what we've seen. No question about that. Because at minimum, what you can do with Jalen Daniels is let him run, right? And let him do that to try and get you through these games. That's something we know
Cole Ballard doesn't have in the tank. UNLV took that away. UNLV took that away.
They, right, and it became easy to stop him.
They adjusted defensively after they saw Daniels get into the end zone twice with his legs. And I think that's a major issue too. And it kind of goes back to what we've been talking about. I texted this to you after the game that when Jalen Daniels had his breakout season in 2022, I don't want to discount the play calling with Andy Kotelnicki because play calling is always important.
Familiarity.
But in 2022, when Daniels was at his height, the play calling, I don't think was quite as important because Daniels could improvise and he was able to make things happen and create offense around him, even when a design play didn't work out. Look, I'm going to admit this, and I said this before, Jalen Daniels has not been as good of a quarterback so far this year. That's plain to see. I mean, anybody can tell you that. I'll say that as well. I'll admit that. He's not the same quarterback that we saw 2 years ago or even for a portion of last season. So the play calling matters that much more. It's that much more important right, because him improvising is not working. And he's improvising because the plays that are being called are not working. They're not effective. And it's forcing Jalen Daniels' hand to try to figure out something else to do. And it's falling flat, you know, on top of it. And you know, this was something that wasn't discussed a whole lot in the aftermath, primarily because of the way that the Jayhawks lost the game in the way that, you know, Jalen Daniels played and all of it is that they didn't have Daniel Hyshaw. He didn't run the ball at all on Friday night. He had been dealing with some kind of sickness, some kind of illness. He didn't play. So it was really the Devin Neal show. And, you know, you could tell early on, and this was something that was talked about a lot by both Leipold and Jeff Grimes leading up to the UNLV game, that they really needed to find ways to, you know, establish the run game as best as possible. They did that early on. Devin Neal had a good start to the game. Jalen Daniels on the ground had a great start to the game. Credit Barry Odom and UNLV because they adjusted, and then there was nowhere else for the Kansas offense to go.
The defensive game planning right now is easy. You just take away the run. I think back all the time on this because, again, I still do believe Jalen Daniels is the path to the best season possible, but my confidence is wavering. And I think back to like other and these are not apples to apples comparisons, but I know that Jalen Hurts lost his job at Alabama. And I know that Baker Mayfield lost his job at Texas Tech. Now, Tua Tagovailoa and Patrick Mahomes were behind them, which contributes to that. I'm not saying I think KU has that behind him. I'm just saying coaches have to make that difficult decision all the time, and it has to at least be on the table. And Jalen Daniels needs to know it's on the table, by the way, so that he can then respond to it. But if, you know, when I talk about him as a runner, and even in 2022, Tommy, like, he never was that much of a runner. It's just in the arsenal, right? He never ran it more than 12 times in a game. He had more than 100 yards rushing one time in his college career. I don't know what were his total yards rushing in 2022, like 400, 500 or something like that. Like, he just has to have it in the tank, but he cannot become this quarterback that just is able to run all over the place. That's not what he is. What he is a guy that can run, who is a wildly, wildly accurate passer who does not make bad decisions. That's when he's at his best. That's what we saw in 22 and the limited time even in 23. What we're not seeing in 24 is an accurate passer who's making good decisions at all. Two of those interceptions are just him on bad reads. And I'll take the decision-making one step further, because Lance Leipold went out of his way last week in his press conference to talk about, in the Illinois game, those play calls that were driving everybody insane. Those were Jalen Daniels checking to those plays at the line of scrimmage. Those were RPOs. And so even when it's not an interception, he's not making the right play call. That's where the coaches have to step in and say, you don't get to do that anymore until we see you make better decisions. Run what we call. And all of it is collective, right? But I don't think when you're 1-2 in a season where you have more hype and more buzz and momentum than you've had in a generation, everything has to be on the table to fix it, especially when your path is still right in front of you. If you win the Big 12, nothing changes from where you wanted to start this season. So it all just has to be on the table. I'll leave it to Lance Leipold to decide what he has at quarterback behind Jalen Daniels. If he looks at it and he's like, these guys can't win games, then don't make the change. But at least have it all on the table. That's my point. Like, nothing is off limits right now when you're trying to salvage this season.
I'll tell you right now that, you know, they basically, in my opinion, will have everything on the table to try to turn things around, short of benching Jalen Daniels. Like, I think that Lance Leipold is 1,000% fully committed to Jalen Daniels being his quarterback. If that means that they finish the season 5-7, they finish the season 6-6. Jalen Daniels is your ride or die. He's been with
but that's waving the white flag. You keep using that term.
It's absolutely not, because the goal is for him to continue to work through it. His goal is to continue to have him improve and get better, which I think that he will. I think he will. I think that will happen. I read a fascinating article, and I can't wait to ask him about it on Wednesday. Shreyas Lada from the Kansas City Star, when he's on our program, he interviewed three former coaches that Jalen Daniels has had, including his personal quarterback coach, talking about what is going on with Jalen Daniels right now. All three of them spoke about how they believe that there's nothing wrong mechanically. There's nothing, they don't see anything wrong injury-wise. And in fact, I think his personal quarterback coach even references the change in offensive coordinator and the continuity and how that takes some time to get going. And so all three of them expect him to work his way through this and to work out of it. I think the worst thing that the Jayhawks could do from a confidence level perspective, and Lance Leipold talked about this in postgame, I think he referred to Jalen Daniels' confidence level as fragile. I think he said it was a fragile situation. The worst possible thing that you could do is even float the idea that you're going to go to somebody else. If you think that that's going to help his confidence, I mean, that's absolutely not. I want him to know, hey, dude, JD, this is your team. Like, go out and fix it. Like, we're starting Big 12 play. Our record, as far as the Big 12 is concerned, is 0-0. So it's a fresh start. It's a clean slate. Go out there, work it out, and fix it. Get it better. And then in the background, the coaching staff needs to do everything in their power to support him and to call the plays that are going to work the best for him. I'm not going to sit here and deny that he didn't make some bad decisions. There was a pass that he threw right into the chest of, I don't know if it was a linebacker or a defensive end, but right into his chest. Like, he didn't even see the guy there. There was another interception he threw where the safety was reading it the entire way and stepped in front of the pass and took it away, and Daniels never saw him. Those things are on Jalen Daniels. I'm not denying that. But he sure as hell is not getting any kind of help from the sideline.
Correct. But if you... And we'll take a break, Anthony. Hang on the line. We'll get to you on the other side. Where we disagree is you think waving the white flag on the season is pulling Jalen Daniels. I think waving the white flag on the season is not being willing to do it if he continues to play like this. And I think that's where KU fans sit today and are frustrated and are annoyed. But again, 0-0 in the Big 12. You can, like, the playoff means winning the Big 12. So, no, the season is not over the way people continue to say. Now, KU's obviously got to play better if they want a chance, but it's not over. Technically speaking, it's not. And this is the same team that most people thought were going to contend for it not that long ago. We'll take a quick break. 869-1240. Keep the comments coming. It's fascinating, fascinating discussion with KU through three games. We'll go take a break. Anthony, stick with us. We'll get to some phone calls on the IHOP hotline. On the way out, let's set up our text to win contest. HTO, you can get a free iced tea, more than 20 flavors. You can get a free rain coffee as well. The new fall flavors are out. All you got to do is text the keyword tea, TEA, to the short code 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody. We'll be back. More Sports Daily right after this. Welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. Great time to get out and golf. Great time to get out and check out the 36 holes available to you, the tennis facilities, all the new cosmetic work they've done out at Crestview. Give them a call. Check out the facilities. Tommy and I are both members out there. Our families love it. We'd get a lot of use out of that. So give them a call if you're interested. Tell them we sent you from Sports Daily. All right, we're talking KU football. I assumed this is where a large portion of the day would go because it is broken at the moment. Can it be fixed becomes the question. Let's go to the phone lines, the IHOP hotline. Anthony, thanks for sticking with the break there with us. What's on your mind?
Well, there's not too many guys who I'll stick to a break for, but you guys got me hooked and real. So
checks in the mail. Pleasure. Thanks, Anthony.
I'll be looking for it. Ready to retire. But we're talking about KU football, and this is one of the only times I really become a fan of KU sports is football season. And it's always intriguing because we've been seeing a build-up and a build-up to where we thought this would be a breakout, and right now it's not happening. I expected them to at least be honest, I expect them to get out the gates at 3-0, and you know, it's like you see a flash, but you don't see a completeness to it. And I know you mentioned that, some of his former coaches said there's nothing mechanically wrong with him. But how much of it is due to, if you circle back to last year, the injury? How much of it is related to rust? And then there was also some comments. You can't help but think how much of it is also mental, because some people were saying he was basically holding out because he wanted a bigger NIL deal. I mean, there was a lot of he say, she say stuff, you know, stuff outside the lines of football. So how much does that weigh in on a player's mental psyche when you hear these things and you're being labeled like this and you're having to differentiate what's being said as opposed to concentrating on the game? I mean, where do you pinpoint it? So I just want to bring out those points and see what your take is on that. Now I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Anthony. I haven't thought about it a whole lot, all of that chatter that went into last year. I have always been of the belief that he just had a bad back and couldn't play. I don't buy most of that other stuff. I agree with Shreyas's interviewees. And again, I would lean on them far more. Like when I watch it, he doesn't look hurt. I think I sent you that, Tommy, on Saturday. Like he doesn't look hurt. He looks healthy. And so it's like all decision making, which has been his greatest strength as a quarterback in his college career. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea why. Like, and certainly nobody does, or they'd be able to fix it. But it isn't the physical part to me. It's the mental part. And he's making bad reads. He's making bad decisions. I don't know why that is. And I hope that that's fixable. And confidence would certainly do a great deal for that. But, I mean, it's hard to imagine. But as far as the NIL stuff, look, every player's getting NIL. Like, I don't know that that has anything to do with anything. That's a part of the game now, and it's been a part of the game long enough that doesn't matter. What was it? Was it Kleiman that was like, you know what, like that stuff, we're done with that. Now we're playing football. I mean, that's what it is now. That stuff's all already been taken care of. Like, now they're just playing football again.
I just think that, you know, Jalen Daniels deserves the opportunity to work through this, you know, because he's been with the program for so long. He has, I mean, remember, it wasn't that long ago, the 2022 season, that the Jayhawks were not expected to right. be in the position that they were. And I think they were expected to be improved that year, but that rebuild really accelerated in 2022, largely due to Jalen Daniels. And so I think that it is extremely disrespectful to him and what he has given to this program over the last five seasons for right now, after three games, to just like talk about throwing in the towel and moving on to somebody else. Because, you know, really, and I've been a KU fan for a long time, I'm calling out fellow KU fans right now that are on that bandwagon of moving away from him. Remember where you came from. Remember who took you to the dance. Jalen Daniels took you to the dance, right? It was because
of him. He did last year, though. Like, I don't,
I'm talking about 2 years ago when it was really accelerated, when that rebuild was far and away quicker than anybody expected it to be. And it was because of Jalen Daniels. I mean, remember, he went into the 2023 season as the preseason Big 12 player of the year because of what he did in 2022. Like, I think that's being forgotten about. And the fact that he has earned, in my opinion, a significantly long leash. Like, there's enough equity that's been built up over time where, like, I think it's just wildly disrespectful at this point to even have this be a discussion.
I'm not sure what is making it personal to you on the, because I think it's disrespectful to not be willing to make the change, disrespectful to the fan base, disrespectful to, like, it's, to me, it's disrespectful to not do the best thing to win. And again, I'm not advocating for Jalen Daniels to get benched against West Virginia. I'm just saying everything's on the table.
Who's a better quarterback? Who's a better quarterback, Jalen Daniels or Cole Ballard, in your estimation right now? Who's a better quarterback? At West Virginia on Saturday, who's about?
I'd stay with Jalen Daniels right now. If Jalen Daniels comes out and plays like in that game, if he plays like against West Virginia the way he's played the last two, then it's time to see what else is there. And then you can go back to Jalen Daniels. Again, worst two games of his college career.
Sure.
Have come in his last two games. There's too much on the line.
Do you know Patrick Mahomes had the lowest passing yards, or like the second lowest passing yards, yesterday in his entire career? Yeah.
Tommy,
you know that?
Patrick Mahomes has won three Super Bowls. Jalen Daniels,
led the Jayhawks to their first bowl game in 15 years.
He was 5-4 in 2022. He was 5-4. Like, he was like, what are we?
He led the Jayhawks to their first bowl game in a decade and a half.
That's fantastic, and I love that he did that. But he has not been what you were making him out to be as a college football player.
I know I keep giving like the comparison to Patrick Mahomes, but has Patrick Mahomes been anywhere close to what
Mahomes has won three Super Bowls. Jalen Daniels has started nine games in one season.
It's a ridiculous argument at this point for Jalen Daniels.
He has not been what you're making him out to be. He has played nine games in one season. That's what he's done in his college career.
So
nine games, and he was 5-4.
If there was a concern about Jalen Daniels, which I think that this was something that was under discussed going into the season, because it was all about his health and how healthy he is and coming back, it should have been more about the guy hasn't played a college football game in 365 days, longer than that. There's some rust that is going to be there when you have not been on the field for over a year. He's played three games. What did people expect for him to just come back out and be like, oh, he's back to normal, like back to amazing? He hadn't been on a field in over a year. And then even when he was, he only played, what, four or five games in 2023? Like it's been a long time, three games, since we have seen Jalen Daniels have a full season, have a full complement of being able to play football. There is going to be rust. It is a common thing. He's going to have to shake it off, and I think that he will, and I think that even a discussion about going to somebody else is a ridiculous conversation to have.
Let's go to Jeff on the line, on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. What's up, Jeff? Welcome into Sports Daily.
I mean, Mahomes may not have had his best games, but he's also undefeated. Jalen Daniels, he's not undefeated this year, just throwing that out there.
So I mean, Jeff, I'd argue that the Chiefs are undefeated not because of Patrick Mahomes. They're undefeated because of, well, I mean, Harrison Butker and a pass in the back of the end zone that Isaiah likely couldn't keep his toenail in bounds.
Well, they have to score the points to get that many more than the other team, though. So, I mean, the NFL, it's a totally different game. The NFL is a totally different ball game than college football. But, and I hope that KU doesn't switch quarterbacks, because then they just keep on losing. Because, I mean, if they're happy with losing, I'm happy with them losing. So keep them in there. Let's see how it goes. I mean, worst case, I would say they let him play the first half of West Virginia when he's doing what he's been doing. Yank him out. Try someone else. It doesn't hurt to try someone else. I don't know why you'd hang your hat on this guy. He hasn't proven anything the last 2 years. Proved that he could sit on the sideline last year.
It's tough. Appreciate the call, Jeff. The last part I think is where I'm at. I think Jalen Daniels is a potentially fascinating story. But he's, you know, in this 22 season that I look at, too, he was 5-4 as a starter. He lost his last four games of that season. So it's just like to me, waving the white flag is not being willing to do whatever it takes to win games. If you're content with letting Jalen Daniels work through it at the cost of this season, that's fine. I don't think 90% of KU fans agree with you on that. This season is not over.
I think that there's more than 10% that agree with me on this. I think I would know that more than probably you do.
I mean,
this is the stupidest conversation that I think we've probably ever had. As opposed to trying to fix what's actually wrong with the offense and talk about the real issues going on with the Jayhawks offense, it's pull the plug on Jalen Daniels. He showed you nothing. That is absolute bullcrap.
I have not said that one time.
Conversation we've ever had on this show.
You're insane. You're being a crazy person. Why are you so angry to think that maybe they should try something else when they're 1-2 and it looks so broken?
Jalen Daniels is their damn quarterback. He is their quarterback. And to waste time having this conversation doesn't actually get to the root of the issue with the Jayhawks offense. That's what makes me so angry about this.
Okay. All right. 869-1240. There it is for you. You guys can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. We'll come back. We got to hit on the Royals as well today. They do not play. We'll get to the Royals. Big weekend. We'll tell you where things stand in the standings. They play and begin a big series against Detroit right now. And in a lot of ways, you could put the postseason right now on this series if they're able to have a big series in a positive way. We'll talk about that next on Sports Daily. Welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily, Al Brockton Caster here. I just saw my favorite stat of the day. The Panthers, Tommy, have not led any game since December 17th of last year. Totally unrelated, except for the fact that we will not have time to get to the wackiness and wildness of the NFL. We'll do that tomorrow.
By the way, sorry about your Cowboys really quick. I know that was a rough day.
I don't know what all day yesterday was in the NFL. It was a bloodbath for bettors is what it was. The underdogs were like 12-4. All right, real quick, the Royals begin their series with the Tigers. It is a three-game set in Kansas City. The Royals are five games up on them right now in the wild card. They can close that gap with that particular team with an outstanding series here. They need to at least take two or three, I would say, Tommy. The series against Pittsburgh was fine. Catching Cleveland's going to be tough, but remember, four games back now as we come down this final stretch, Cleveland's stretch on the schedule is more difficult. So it is, as we're all, you know, like neck deep now in football, this Royals race over the next 2 weeks or so is going to be really, really compelling stuff.
Yeah, you would have loved to see a sweep in Pittsburgh, and they, you know, they were pretty close to making that happen yesterday. But you know, two out of three on the road, you'll take that. You know, being able to get back home and take on a Tigers team that has underachieved and underperformed this year, but you know, still battling at this point. You know, I think that that makes this series relatively crucial. And of course, as you go through this week, we know, and Paul and I discussed this on Thursday, I think, when he was in, that we know the Royals have one of the best, if not the best, record at home in Major League Baseball. This is your final stretch of home games on the season before you finish up with two on the road in Washington and Atlanta. So you got to take advantage of these games with Detroit and then with San Francisco this weekend at Kauffman. And you know what? I think that I'll actually be at the game on Saturday against San Francisco, and I'm really excited about it because I think that there's going to be this palpable feeling from the crowd throughout the entire week, starting with, you know, the games against Detroit, that it's not going to be the last time we see the Royals in Kauffman this season, even once they finish these series. So you got to start that off strong against Detroit. Take care of your divisional opponent there. It's unlikely that they can catch Cleveland, but you never know.
Yeah, and we'll get into those magic number conversations as by Saturday we may have one right in front of us. There's a programming note on that game for tonight as it pertains to listening to it on your home of Royals baseball. We'll have that for you. It is a busy night across our networks. We'll tell you all about it, where you can find what you're looking for as we wrap up a wild Monday edition of Sports Daily. Don't go away.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.